When a new year comes in, it brings with it change. Some are planned, others could be a surprise. We start things off this week with a discussion about a change, which I guess you could say was both. It involves a change in careers for one person while creating a political opportunity change for some others in Sussex County in the 24th District. Here to discuss her decision to leave the New Jersey State Assembly and take on a new role as Franklin Borough Administrator is Assemblywoman Allison McCose. And how are you this week?
Good morning. Doing well. Thanks, Chris. Happy New Year.
Well, I guess we found one of the many pitfalls of a career in public office. Everyone knows what you make on an old and a new job, apparently.
Yeah, and they know your age, too.
So, what was the catalyst? Because we've heard everything from traveling and family to quagmire and lack of progress in the old place and better opportunity in the new place. Is it any of that, a combination of any of that? How's it working? How did it all play out in your thought process?
Well, this is the truth is the mayor came to me and asked if I would be interested. And after discussing it with my husband and having gone through, you know, sort of a strenuous year of him being in a war zone, and, you know, the family has been through that several times. But at the same time, this year was particularly, nerve-wracking. I think that I reassessed my priorities, and certainly this affords me the opportunity to be closer to my family and to have a more, normal dinner schedule, not as many night meetings and not as much travel. So it just worked out perfectly, and it was a difficult, with mixed emotions that I did it, certainly. I very much enjoyed my time in the legislature and representing the people of the 24th District. But it was a good change and a good time. So,
in case you haven't missed the one or two stories that have been out about this, Assemblywoman McCose is now officially the administrator for Franklin Borough in Sussex County, New Jersey. Explain what that position is. What does that entail, and what does that give you the opportunity to do as far as serving the community now?
Basically, it affords me the I basically run the day-to-day business of the borough. I oversee the employees, the department heads, and then any issues. I am sort of the liaison between the employees and the mayor and council. So it's a very busy job. The employees so far have been very wonderful in welcoming me and helping me, make the adjustment from state official to municipal. And although, some of it is similar, there are certainly some nuances that are different. Basically I'm the smiling face of Franklin Borough. So I'm sort of the welcome person in terms of people calling about, whether it be economic development, whether it be growth, whether it be wanting to move here. So sort of a PR person for our little borough.
And a growing borough, too, because after all the years, this is something I talked with Mayor Crowley about at some point in 2014. There were a lot of empty buildings that were becoming an eyesore and economic drag on Franklin Borough, and it seems like a few of those are getting filled up now.
Yes, we're moving forward. We have, two new businesses right on Route 23. We have two other buildings that are going to be demolished this year as well, across from the diner. And, so things are moving ahead. And the Route 23 corridor, considering the economy has been sluggish elsewhere in the county, we in Franklin have been moving forward at a nice rate. And we have a new Walgreens coming in. We have a new auto parts store. We have STS Tire. So, there's a lot of movement and activity, and certainly we welcome that. So,
talking with Assemblywoman and Administrator for Franklin Borough, Allison McCose, AllisonMcCose.com on the web, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. What is the timing of this? Did it hinge on any in any way with the passing of your father? If your father hadn't passed away, would it have been tougher for you to decide to leave the quote-unquote family business?
No, I think it's just coincidental that it occurred, you know, a month after my dad passed away. I think he would have understood, you know, although he was in the legislature for 40 years, I have often joked, I don't know how he did it for so long, because the drive alone to Trenton is so treacherous. I mean, you have to build 4 hours into your day, and from here there's no simple way to get there. So I think he would have understood, and I think he would be very proud. My great-grandfather was on the first town council in Franklin. My grandfather was a mayor in the 1950s, and my dad himself served the borough as a councilman in the 1960s. So I think, you know, certainly my ties to the borough run deep. My commitment for the town, I live there, and now working there, certainly he would, I think, have given his blessing.
Was there any thought to keeping both jobs, given the fact that the assembly seat is a part-time seat?
Technically, by law, I can keep the assembly seat, but at the same time, it's not like we live in Hamilton or Bordentown or right outside of Trenton. Again, I think the time constraints would make it difficult. And I feel that, the whole time I've been in the legislature, Senator Orho and Assemblyman Space and I have argued against double, triple dipping that goes on in the legislature, because there's certainly many of my colleagues who have several state jobs at the same time, and I just don't think it's right, and I want to devote my time to this job, and my focus will be clear, and if I stayed in the legislature, I would have to, you know, stay away a lot more because I represent 36 municipalities, so it's the largest geographic district in the state of New Jersey, and certainly that's a factor. I think that it's the right thing to do.
Have you decided a timeline in your mind yet about when you want to bring it all to an end down in Trenton, or is that still a work in progress?
I have not nailed that down yet. What's happened is, after, having been in for 12 years, I have to tie up some loose ends. I have several pieces of legislation that I would like to see, continued. I'd like to, reach out to other legislators to pick up those particular bills. I need to speak to the legislators to ask them to carry the bill through. I also have to coordinate with my minority leader, John Bramnick, and then he in turn has to coordinate with Speaker. They do sort of a resolution, a ceremonial resolution, where they say goodbye to you on the floor of the legislature, usually on a voting session day, so everyone can be there. So there's several things I have to work out, but it will be in the near future. It's not going to be a protracted, like, stay the whole term. So I'm in the middle of a 2-year term right now. I am in office until January of 2016. So certainly I have no plans to stay that whole time.
And, of course, an off-year election coming up this year, too. Does that come in? Because we're going to talk with Elise Shamble from the Sussex County Republican Committee in the next segment. But there, if I understand right, there has to be a person nominated, and then they have to run in a formal election to retain that seat.
Well, this is what happens. Once I determine the date, I will notify Eilish as party chair. I also have to notify the party chairman in Warren County and the party chairman in Morris County, because the 24th legislative district encompasses those three counties. And once I make the decision of the date, that will trigger a clock of 30 days. And within those 30 days, the three chairmen will coordinate a convention. And there's 300 and some members that represent all of the voting districts in the 24th. Each town has a man and a woman Republican and a man and a woman Democrat elected by their voting district, and they serve for 2 years, and their primary function is to fill vacancies. So, and then this is the interesting part. So if I resign prior to the primary, the person who goes in the convention would have to make a decision whether they wanted to run in the primary, and then if they're successful in the primary, then they would run again in November. So this same thing happened to me. So, you know, I've been through the process. When Scott Garrett was elected to Congress, I ran in a convention in January. I was sworn in February and then ran in June and November. So, and I had challenges at every step. So it was not the easiest year, but, you know, I made it through, and the same will happen for my predecessor, successor. So, you know, we'll see what happens statewide, and I think that it's always important that people participate in the process, and I hope that people will come forward. I have endorsed Freeholder Gail Phoebus to succeed me. She is a strong conservative, very hardworking woman who has been on Township Committee in Andover Township and also was mayor there. And she's a business owner, and she's great on the Second Amendment issues. And I think that she will do a wonderful job filling my shoes. So, but, you know, that being said, I still, like, I am a process person, and I think it's important that people come out and attempt to run if they'd like to.
Indeed. And for the time being, she is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Alice McCoes. As always, appreciate your time. Best of luck in your new endeavor, and we will talk again next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Chris. And I just want to do a little shout-out to my colleagues, Senator Steve Orjo and Assemblyman Parker Space, who I have, you know, greatly enjoyed serving with.